views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their life. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about choosing higher consciousness for prosperity. Often we don't notice that our thought patterns and our level of consciousness are impacting our prosperity, but they do. So today I'll discuss ways we can live in higher consciousness and choose higher prosperity from doing so. And next Friday on November 16th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And just a heads up that on Friday, November 23rd, there will not be a Cosmic Connection show that day. You get to hear sports instead. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that the 2013 Good Timing Guides are now in stock and shipping. So if you're starting to plan major projects for next year, now is a great time to get your guides so you can choose the most auspicious and successful dates for them. And remember, the Good Timing Guide also provides you those timeout periods, which occur three times each week, when nothing positive comes of the actions you take or the decisions you make. So be effective and successful with your plans. You can get the combo of both the 2012 and 2013 guides or newsletters on special now at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And I also just want to remind you that if you feel plagued by paper piles or clutter, you can still take the paper piles and clutter release. This is an emotional freedom and healing release, which releases negative feelings, fears, and issues associated with paper piles and clutter. Now, I used to have a 3-year paper pile in my office until finally we arranged for a coach to do the paper piles release. And within 2 days of release, I got rid of my enormous paper pile, and it never came back. Now, you can release this issue, too, in an hour by doing the paper piles and clutter release. And to learn more or to get this MP3, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, how about that election? As I mentioned last week and back in early June, I and other astrologers expected Obama to be reelected. And as I mentioned last week, if we knew who the winner was going to be that night, it would have to be Obama, because Obama was the only possibility for being reelected. And, of course, that's exactly what happened. So I hope you anticipated that outcome. Now, how are you doing with this Mercury retrograde? Mercury is retrograde, meaning it appears to be moving backwards from November 6th through 26th. And all Mercury retrogrades have challenges related to delays, miscommunications, finding and making mistakes, and then having to fix them. The universe is not trying to punish us. It gives us these periods, these times, so that we can slow down and learn something. So how do we learn? By finding our mistakes and whatever fell through the cracks and then fixing them. The universe also gives us these Mercury retrograde periods so we can reconnect with friends and family we haven't seen in a long time. It's also a great time to look back at historical events, ancient wisdom, or just your own photo albums. And notice that Thanksgiving occurs during Mercury retrograde this year. Now, however, this is not the time to sign contracts, because even if you've triple-checked it for mistakes, which you'll likely find mistakes, you may still regret signing a contract later when you have a better understanding of your needs. Mercury retrograde is a time to rethink our needs, not a time to move forward with new projects. It's also a time to catch up or finish things, not a time for new starts. So use this time to catch up and get ready for the holidays. Now, this is also the last Mercury retrograde we'll have before December 21st of this year. With Saturn in Scorpio at the same time, the universe is urging us to clean out our closets, drawers, cupboards, garage, basement, or storage units. So clean out the area that will make you feel the best when it's completed. We all need to lighten up before the end of this year, and this is one of the very best ways to do it. So let's put this particular Mercury retrograde to extra good use and recycle plenty of things we no longer use or don't love. And you may even find some items you want to recycle into gifts. If you have problems with this, remember that paper piles and clutter release is available. Now, this Mercury retrograde is particularly hard in that there's a cycle of Mercury square Neptune, which is masterful at creating confusion, chaos, misunderstandings, misleading people, and even deliberately deceiving people. So be extra careful to clarify your communications. This cycle of Mercury square Neptune is with us for a long time. It peaked for the first time on October 29th. It peaks again on next Tuesday, November 13th. And it temporarily goes out of range on November 18th, but it'll be back again in December. So be careful what you believe between now and then, and triple check all your details. Now, speaking of next Tuesday, November 13th, we have a total solar eclipse on that day. So those of you on the West Coast and maybe as far east as the Rockies could possibly see this eclipse. However, the path of the eclipse is from the westernmost point of South America to the northernmost point of Australia. So anyone in that vicinity will really get a nice view of it. This total solar eclipse occurs at almost 22 degrees of Scorpio. So anyone or any organization with planets between 18 to 26 degrees of Scorpio or Taurus will be directly impacted by this eclipse. The primary meaning of it is happily accepting a new responsibility that requires a commitment. So if this eclipse is impacting you, then you're definitely on target to accept a new commitment. The secondary meaning of this total solar eclipse is related to needing an outlet for aggressive actions and emotions. Now, you could focus these energies into practical and enterprising skills for pursuing business or personal goals. But if you use them negatively, you may respond by callously taking advantage of others, and that would not be such great karma. Okay, now, all eclipses have a 60-day eclipse window when eclipse events can occur. So these events typically occur from 30 days prior to the eclipse to 30 days after the eclipse. So if you're impacted by this eclipse, you can expect an eclipse event from October 13th through December 13th. Now, what's getting started at this solar eclipse is an entrenched financial issue shown by the exact cycle of Venus sesquiquadrate Chiron. Now, since the fiscal cliff issue has not been resolved by Congress prior to this time, it probably relates to the entrenched issues of federal taxes and the budget, and also the debt ceiling. It's also possible that although we've just come through a better financial period, the holiday sales may not be as strong as retailers hope. Now, at next Tuesday's solar eclipse, the stock markets appear to be dissolving. Now, as I mentioned last week and the week before last, it looks like the stock market will have a major drop of at least 10 to 15%, but it won't stop there. Now, and we've already had about an 8% drop. So even after that's over, the cycle suggests that the stock markets will drop a minimum total of 48% through July 2014. Now, our cycles in November are nearly identical to the cycles we had in 1929 when the stock market crashed. And further analysis of the comparison to 1929 shows that our stock markets should begin dropping significantly by the time of this eclipse on November 13th. So be prepared. Now, next, already in range and peaking early today, we have a cycle of abundance. This is the cycle of Venus trine Jupiter. Now, this suggests abundance, parties, and just plain fun. It can be easy to overspend with these energies, or just treat yourself to something you want. So if you're on a tight budget or you've lost money in the stock market, just be careful to stay within your budget when you're spending this weekend. This cycle peaked early today. It stays in range through November 13th. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. We only have one good final result between now through November 13th, and that's Sunday, November 11th, when we get a good final result all day through 9:14 p.m. Pacific time or 12:14 a.m. Eastern time on Monday the 12th. Now, when we get good final results, then we get good final results on Wednesday, November 14th through Saturday the 17th. So do your best with these dates to make hay while the sun shines. It's a great time to recontact your customers or clean up those closets, drawers, cupboards, etc. Have at it. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And it's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. And to do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And it's free. So get signed up today. Now, how do your thought patterns and level of consciousness impact your prosperity? And what choices can you make to choose higher prosperity? When I come back from this very short break, I'll talk about choosing higher consciousness for prosperity. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedemann Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to address the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and transform these emotions into catalysts for confidence, self-worth, and success. Get your copy now and visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about choosing higher consciousness for prosperity. Now, often we don't notice that our thought patterns and our level of consciousness are impacting our prosperity, but they do. So I'm discussing ways we can live in higher consciousness and choose higher prosperity from doing so. Now, first of all, let's define, what do I mean by higher consciousness? When we choose to be in higher consciousness, we see others and ourselves as all part of the same divine energy, being, power, or creator. So we know that at some level, we're all one, and there really is no true separation between us and the universe or any other person. But that's a pretty big concept to grasp. So to start with, let's consider what higher consciousness is not. Well, first of all, higher consciousness is not about drama. Now, we all know what that is. That's when we all talk about what he did and then what she did and blah, 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 and all the time getting more and more worked up about whatever happened. So what's drama about anyway? Why isn't it part of higher consciousness? All drama is about judgment of some kind. We attach some kind of judgment to how someone else behaved in a good or bad way. And let's be honest, it's usually something we judge to be bad, not good, that triggers us. And then we get angry, upset, sad, depressed, anxious, fearful, ashamed, etc., about whatever that judgment was and that event was. And we expend a lot of energy doing this. And what do we get for it? A lot less prosperity. Every time we get into any type of drama, any type of negative emotions, we're pushing our prosperity away from us. Now, how does that happen? Well, if we get a regular paycheck every week, we might not get the raise we could have had or a job promotion that would have paid more. And in addition, we could find that we have extra expenses. The car might need repairing, the stove or refrigerator may need to be replaced, or perhaps the roof starts to leak or someone gets sick. Or maybe a family member has an injury and can't work as much or at all for a while. And the list goes on and on. If you're self-employed, you don't get some of those customer calls and sales that you would have gotten. And there's an infinite number of ways we push money away from ourselves, so it's important to know that you're doing that when you're in drama. Now, let's get back to judgments for just a moment. We're thoroughly trained to judge ourselves and others, even though the Bible tells us not to do that. There's a very big cultural influence to do this. In fact, if you just sit in a restaurant and listen to the conversations going on around you, you'll find that most of them are about judging someone or some event. We've been trained to analyze and judge everything from very early on. So what are we supposed to do instead if we're in higher consciousness? Well, first of all, if we are choosing to be in higher consciousness, it's impossible to judge someone else without realizing that you're judging yourself. In fact, any person who showed up to initiate, to irritate us, was just reflecting back our own energies to us. And if we had been in a peaceful, positive, or joyful state, the other person would have reflected back those energies to us. So if we started our day grumpy, though, feeling irritated or frustrated about something, then what continues to greet us throughout the day are more irritating or frustrating events or situations. We simply create more of whatever we're feeling each and every day. And when we're in judgment about this, we blame those occurrences on others instead of realizing that we're the one who created it with our own energy. Now, when instead we choose to be in higher consciousness, it doesn't really matter what another person says or does. We know they are part of the divine, just like we are. And if they're not in the best energy, then we know that they need our compassion, healing words, respect, love, and blessings. They do not need our anger, judgment, or other negative responses. And when we respond with compassion instead of anger, we bring a higher level of prosperity to us, and we grow it. Another way we keep ourselves in lower prosperity is to complain. Oh, we love it. It doesn't matter what we complain about either. It can be about the weather, your boss, your kids, your spouse, your health, work, politics, money, the economy, etc. All of it has the same impact on our prosperity, which is that complaining pushes it away from us. Now, if you think about it, complaining is another form of judgment. It's always focused on something we consider to be bad. It's especially insidious because it's another culturally accepted behavior that keeps us poor. So let's stop doing it and find something positive to talk about instead. When we're in higher consciousness, our negativity just naturally falls away, and we focus instead on feeling positive, joyful feelings and thinking positive thoughts that lead us in a direction we want to go. Now, here's an example of that. One day as I was doing my energy work, I caught my bathrobe on fire when I leaned over a lit stick of incense. Now, cleverly, I used my other hand to reach over and put out the fire. Ouch! I was quite fortunate, though, as I had some Langenberg oxygen facial spray on hand, which has 10,000 parts per million of oxygen in it. I sprayed it on several times, and my hand never even turned red. It healed completely in one day. Now, unfortunately, my bathrobe didn't fare so well. It had a big hole in it. The next day on my walk, I realized I was going to have to buy a new robe. Now, this was a very draining thought to me because, as you see, I don't like to shop. I don't like the feeling of having to search for something. I find that task to be frustrating, like looking for a needle in a haystack. So the idea of having to go out and search for a new robe was distressing to me. And very quickly, though, I realized how this thought had pulled down my energy, and I began looking for a thought that would bring me some relief. Now, suddenly, I had the thought that my new robe would come to me quickly and easily. And I was so excited and joyful about this thought that I even called one of my friends to tell her about it. My energy shifted quickly and easily as soon as I had this thought, and I was feeling much happier as I told her about it. And I then completed my walk to the river, and on the way back, I stopped at my town's pharmacy. Now, I live in a tiny town of 18,000 people in Arlington, Washington. So imagine my joy when I walked into the pharmacy only 40 minutes after I had that thought and discovered my bathrobe was there. Not only was the robe beautiful and fabulous color that I love, it was also my size, a petite. So I bought it right away and walked home in pure joy. Now my robe had come to me quickly and easily. And that thought and experience shifted everything for me that day, and then it shifted the entire week that followed. My energy was very high. I continued to feel joyful all week, and consequently, my prosperity increased as well. Now, notice that this was due to just changing my single thought. And when we're in higher consciousness, we know we're part of the divine, and as such, we're always creating. We're never a victim because we understand that the universe is always reflecting back to us our own energy. We know that we're creating everything that shows up in our lives with our own energy. If that seems like too much responsibility, consider that you're already responsible for everything you create, whether you know it or not. Now, if you choose to be in higher consciousness, you'll know that you can change anything. Now, here's another way you can choose to change anything that appears to be outside of you. Change your story. Oh, my goodness. Change your story about it. Stop telling it like it is and start telling it like you want it to be. Now, when we do this, we give people or circumstances energetic permission to change. Now, maybe it's a story that your boss, your spouse, child, or friend is having a breakthrough. Choose your story about which behavior they're ready to change. See that change happening quickly and easily for them. And remember to always think this new thought, this new positive story about the person every time you think of them. Write it down so you can remember to think it. And stick with the story for at least 2 weeks and see what happens. Now, when we choose to live in higher consciousness, we leave behind the judgments and complaints that push our money away. We operate by trusting ourselves, others, and we know that the universe has our back. The more we trust, the easier we create whatever we think and feel. And we know we're part of the divine, along with everyone else. Our abundance is a natural part of us, part of our spiritual birthright. So let's choose to move into higher consciousness and prosperity as we shift into the new earth. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Choosing to live in higher consciousness will bring you more joy, fun, and abundance. So use these tips I just gave you today to create prosperity. Now, join me again next Friday, November 16th, when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And remember that on November 23rd, the day after Thanksgiving, I will not have a show since they'll be broadcasting sports instead. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And while you're there, check out the Paper Piles and Clutter Release MP3 so you can let go of what no longer serves you and bring in even more prosperity. And you can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or custom timing at 877-524-8300. Again, that number is 877-524-8300. Stay tuned next for Dr. Pat. She's amazing. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.